producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
thoughts of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, the crop is going to hit the fan tonight, my friends. Welcome, Robert Scott Bell Show, cranking it up another 2 hours of broadcast healing here on GCN and all over the world through Talk Network as well. Super Don at the helm, making it sound good. We got Daniel on the board if you want to call in, 866-939-2355. Vitamin D enriched tonight for sure. Got some sunshine out in the garden today. So I'm very sleepy at this point because I heard Super Don was yawning already.
We've heard about the carrots.
Yeah.
We've heard about the collards.
Yep, yep.
What did you work on today, Mr. Greengrocer?
Well, actually, no. I was starting to plan ahead. It was sort of like a vision quest. And in fact, when I went to pick up my daughter, what are you laughing at? Well, it's not funny.
Wow, you make gardening like sound awesome. It's the vision quest.
You got a vision quest your garden, don't you? Got to see what do I want to do now? What do I want to? What seeds do I want to sow?
You're thinking Old McDonald got a farm, and you're talking about vision quests and stuff. But go
right.
ahead.
I'm going to build go a ahead. Sweat lodge next. Actually, I did. I did my far infrared this morning as well, and I got the real infrared coming from the sun and ultraviolet too. I took my shirt off, went out with my big boxing body, and said, "Come on, son, come on down, bring it on."
Ooh,
and
so I got wow, some, wow.
Yeah, got some vitamin D going. And no, vision question, because when I went to pick up my daughter from her school, she had Girl Scouts this afternoon, and they were all working two of the raised beds. They just started working it. And so I was talking to one of the Girl Scout moms about, you know, how do we want to start? What do you guys want to grow? So it was sort of a vision quest, not just for my garden, but for theirs too, which was kind of fun.
Okay.
I did like that. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. So that was that. And before we get to
what's on the horizon?
I'd say the garden is your oyster. What do you want to plant? I mean, there's all kinds.
I don't think those grow very well, though.
The gardens, they don't grow oysters.
Oysters in your garden?
You know what? Some folks were commenting on my collards, and somebody had said, how are you dealing with snails? And listen, I am not people are saying, you should teach me how to farm. It's like, literally, I am not the guy to teach you how to farm yet, honestly. Except that, put in the work, make sure the soil has all the minerals you need, and you can watch the miracle of life happen. But the snail issue is a real issue because there are some, but they're really tiny, at least what I've dealt with so far. And there's a certain percentage of vegetation you might sacrifice if you don't rely on pesticides, and especially if the soil is not ultra perfect. You know, there's always going to be something. We got chemtrails spraying above us, too. So the snails will, I've got, I don't know, dozens and dozens and dozens of tomatoes growing. Maybe 3% of them or less. A snail is starting to do its thing on it, right? And there's like, I planted a lot of collards. Some of the collards are not as strong as the others. And you can see, those are the ones the snails gravitate towards. But the others are just brilliant, strong, and resilient. And I'm having no problem there. The collards keep on giving. So,
well, let me ask you, Robert Scott, since we got onto this topic, I know we weren't planning on talking about this, but where did you get your information from when you were learning about how to garden?
Well, my mentor, for one, when he came to America, from Belgium to start his homeopathic laboratory. Within, I don't know, 6 months of him moving to America, he was featured on the PBS Victory Garden because his organic garden was so prolific. So he was a he had a green thumb. And that's where I kind of got my city slicking ways just revoked, and I started going country in a good way.
Gotcha. But well, I had to, it's interesting because in the whole gardening topic is not something that I've been, you know, really well versed on. But as of late, in looking through various different sources on the internet, I've come across a few that I think are really cool. One in particular, if you recall, I think this was just a, I don't know, a few years ago, we had Joey and Holly Baird on the program. The Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener is the podcast that they do. You remember those guys?
I do remember. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They were terrific.
So they're still doing their thing, and that you know, that might be a good place to go, maybe to kind of find out what to do about the snails.
I'm playing catch-up a little bit. I mean, there are books like The Square Foot Gardener. I mean, there are a lot of good books out there that give you, you know, Liam's been on the show talking about this stuff, and he's Mr. Nomad. I mean, I, at least I'm semi-planted at this moment, no pun intended, and, you know, trying to do it the right way, of course. You know, one of the things I did early on, too, with the beans, I had a lot of green beans, and I didn't have any pest issues with the green beans. I don't know if they normally have them, but I was taking a very dilute version of the dilimonene. Remember the orange TKO?
Yeah. No.
That's dilimonene from the orange peel, and it's a known pesticide, but safe, and it cures cancer. So you dilute it a lot, and you can spray it on your plants.
And it smells good.
And it smells like oranges. That's right. So still learning. I've got a big pile of compost out back, and just, you know, like I said, just you got to get your hands dirty a little bit. And but, of course, this is sort of on topic. It really is, because we wanted to go into the crops and the crop hitting the fan. And this first article we're covering, it's at robertscottbell.com. Go there now, about GMO crop contamination spreading. You know, this is like the either the unintended consequences or the intended consequences of dunderheads at the FDA and the USDA, etc. And this new study is saying, basically, there's no containing the GMO drift. There's more and more information about how, you know, the genetically engineered alfalfa is just moving out into the wild. It can't be contained. Soon, you know, the tomato-encrusted salmon from Aqua Bounty will be crawling up to a door near you or knocking on your window at night going, hey, can I come in? I mean, we've got
land shark.
Yeah, we've got Jurassic tomatoes and Jurassic fish because of genetically engineered foodstuffs that aren't really food, and they're destroying the livelihoods of people who are trying to grow as their ancestors, as our ancestors grew food. Sans synthetic chemistry prior to the age of oil. Alfalfa, California, Idaho, Washington, of the over 400 areas researchers studied, over a quarter contained genetically engineered alfalfa with Monsanto's Roundup Ready resistant gene. Transgenic G crops, plants spreading everywhere. You remember the thing about feral pigs in Michigan? You know,
Mark Baker,
right? Now, fortunately, he said he's not giving up, but he's going to convert his farm into a place where PTSD, our soldiers coming back, are, you know, they can't find a way to work. So God bless them for doing that. But remember, Michigan wanted them, the DNR wanted to shoot all the pigs because they were what, feral, right? And they're called
invasive species.
Yeah. So they're saying how the transgenic plants could spread transgenes to neighboring feral plants, as if feral is the problem and not the GE fields, the genetically engineered fields. This article, by the way, is out by our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health, NH-USA. We haven't linked up. How many times have we heard of crop contaminations? The farmer that has the contamination on it, the organic farmer, tries to sue, can't beat Monsanto back, and they lose everything. This happened in Western Australia to Steve Marsh, an organic farmer. He lost organic certification on 70% of his property after the winds carried his neighbor's Roundup Ready canola seeds onto his farm. And Monsanto financially supported his neighbor's defense because Marsh sued his neighbor for that contamination. You violated my property rights. But there's no property rights in the era of Monsanto, in the era of EPA, in the era of FDA and USDA. They basically say, no, you can't sue the companies. Come and sue us. Try suing your neighbor, and the money of the company is going to help them. And he lost, what, $804,000? I don't know if the guy's going to be able to survive the farm. He might not even be able to hold on to his farm. And that's in Australia. We're not even talking about things that are happening here in the United States. But then, you know, we've got our female savior in politics coming on board, right? Shrillery Clinton.
Cough. Yes, Hillary.
Yeah. Cough it up, fuzzball. Hillary Clinton. This is the Monsanto. You know, we have the Monsanto president already, right? That's Obama. Part two, if you go for it, is Hillary Clinton. Now, if I borrow phraseology from Madeleine Albright, who said, "Women, if you're a feminist and you don't support Hillary Clinton, there's a special place in hell for you." Well, I've heard turn that a memo has circulated the corridors of Monsanto to say to Monsanto employees, if you don't support Hillary Clinton, there's a special place at the buffet. Not the buffet where we serve organic food, but at the buffet with all the glyphosate-infested foods, and we're going to make you eat there.
At the buffet?
Yeah. You know how they have what do places have? Their own kitchens, their own cafeterias, right? Monsanto cafeteria. Right. Rumor had it that people have said this is true, that their cafeterias do not carry genetically engineered foods in Monsanto.
Oh, yes, I heard of that.
You remember
that?
But
yes,
in the case
I do
of,
remember that now, yes.
In the case of any Monsanto employees who don't support Hillary Clinton for president, they will have to eat at the special cafeteria that only contains transgenic foods loaded with glyphosate. Which, by the way...
And it's run by that old lady that used to serve the greasy pizza at your school cafeteria.
Yes, with things growing out of there you don't want to see.
Right.
Good news, though, FDA is going to start testing for glyphosate in food. This is after they were maybe shamed into it. The World Health Organization, remember they said it's a probable carcinogen, glyphosate? They wouldn't listen to anybody, but suddenly now they said, oh, okay, we'll test it now. We'll test it now. I'm not sure why, unless it is that the GAO, the General Accounting Office, criticized FDA for not testing it after the 2014 audit. And they found multiple deficiencies in the FDA's pesticide residue testing program and specifically cited a failure to test for glyphosate. The most used agricultural pesticide on planet Earth. Now it's not planet Earth, it's planet pesticide. The United States of Pesticide America. Glyphosate is the new state, and it's in every capital of this land. How will we escape it? I don't know. Maybe we could force feed glyphosate to all the people who take money from Monsanto and harm organic farmers and your kids.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Homeopathy. Homeopathy. I do so few shows on homeopathy because there's so few people that seem to... Well, no, I can't say that anymore because I've got somebody who wants to talk about it right now. She's from homeopathyhealingarts.com, Lise Battaglia, and I'm going to call her LMB because we got TMB later. We got LMB now, and she's doing some great work in Florida, and there's an upcoming event that I want you to know about this weekend in Florida as well through the Florida Homeopathic Society. Lise, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it's great to be here, Robert. How are you?
Doing great. Did we reconnect at the Vicasa Expo a couple weeks back?
We connected, I think, back in October.
Oh, at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference. That's right. I keep running into folks that I see everywhere. You know, all of these conferences get rushed together. But there's one coming up. I didn't know about it in time, but at the Florida Homeopathic Society's annual conference this weekend. It sounds exciting. You got Dr. Robin Murphy coming.
We sure do. He's going to be speaking about aging well with homeopathy, which is a great topic for God's waiting room. And our responses, heaven can wait, because homeopathy can do some amazing things as we age. Joint pain, urinary incontinence, all kinds of aches and pains. With a little homeopathy, you can have really nice golden years. So that's what we're going to share.
I know it firsthand because here I am over double the age I was when I started learning about homeopathy, on the road to horrible things, including cancer for sure, based on my first 24 years of life. And, you know, I'm about to hit the half-century mark and in many ways feeling younger than I did then because so many of the chronic diseases are gone.
That is, you really are a testimony, Robert, to what you preach because you really do look not your age. So we all aspire to that.
Super Don said, "You look marvelous." How do you say that?
You look marvelous.
There you go. All right, Lise. Well, what else? What else? Tell me what else. What else? Because, you know, honestly, I'm so biased toward homeopathy, of course. And at the same time, I'm very sensitive that most Americans, even if they're into natural medicine, not necessarily into homeopathy. So I think I find, like, I give it short shrift on my own show, which is a sad commentary. But I want more people like you out there with the voice to also echo what I'd like to hear more of.
Well, I'm happy to do it. And it's a very interesting conversation to have with people. I know that I hear homeo what a mm-hmm. lot. But things are changing. And Florida, more people are talking about homeopathy. And, in fact, we have Daytona State College has on their faculty a homeopath.
No
yours
way.
Truly. Yours Whoa. Truly.
Whoa. That's so cool.
I know. It's very cool. And at Stetson University, there's a continuing education class that's being given in homeopathy. So in these hallowed halls of academia, homeopathy is starting to be talked about, and it's very exciting. I know that we've got the conference in Lake Nona in mm-hmm. Orlando, and that's a two-day conference this weekend. We're also screening Ananda Moore's film, or the preview to the film, on the magic pills.
Yes.
And we're going to be doing a Q&A with the director via Skype Friday night at the hotel at the Marriott Courtyard in Lake Nona. And then that's at 7:30. And then also at 1:30 on Sunday. So if people just want to come by, it's free. People just want to come by and get sort of a great little summary of what homeopathy is about. That would be a nice introduction.
That's fantastic. By the way, we have links up in the show notes, and I want to tell you there's an event link so you can sign up and register as well, but also your site probably has links to it as well, homeopathyhealingarts.com.
Yes, we do. We certainly do. And also the Florida Homeopathic Society.org has the conference information. There's also one more event coming up, which was kind of a surprise, because mm-hmm. it's really an integrative healthcare symposium, and usually homeopathy, again, people don't. We're not doing our job well enough. We're not talking about it enough, and so they sort of think about, oh yeah, what homeopathy? Let's do some homeopathy.
Yeah, let's bring them in.
Anne Fonfa, uh-huh. who is the founder and long-term cancer survivor, over in West Palm. She's got an annual conference, and this year is the 10th one, on evidence.
Go ahead.
On evidence-based cancer care.
All right. Well, I want to get those links from you because we only have a short visit today, but I want to do follow-up with you after this conference as well, Lise, if you don't mind.
Sure. I'd love to.
Yeah, stay in touch. Great connections, homeopathy growing, much to my excitement. Sometimes I'll even overlook it. I know, slap the host down, bad homeopath. Thanks, Lee. Back after this.
I'll talk to you soon.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Scott Bell Show.
Look out, homeopathy's taking over. That's right. We met Lisa at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference later in the year. It's planning to come to St. Petersburg, Florida in early October. So if you haven't had a chance to go to one of these events, there'll be more. It's growing. You can't stop us, skeptics. poor quackaroonies.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't want to do this story about this 9-year-old in Wisconsin.
Okay, then let's start off with Happy Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Cool. All right. Yeah, excellent.
That is today. Today is National Random Acts of Kindness Day.
So what did you do to celebrate National Random Acts of Kindness Day?
I was kind to myself and took a nap.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know what? That's the doc of detox would approve, Dr. Daryl Wolf. You know that? Because he's like, if you don't love yourself, forget it. You can't love anybody else.
I don't do it all that often, especially it's not always a good idea before a show because I spend the first half of the show waking up. And then
you're
like,
just
okay,
now waking up.
Yeah.
All right. I should have given you some homeopathic arsenicum. That'll get you going again. Help those adrenals. No, I know there are days with, you know, listen, we've got a schedule that's different than most, don't we? I mean, our day, even though it starts, it's all day because, you know, especially you doing all the research to find these stories. But then we have to be kicking in and engaging in the evening where normally people are going, well, now it's time to unplug.
That's right. Time to sit in the recliner and, you know.
Yeah. So our schedule's a little different, at least.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's all right.
Not complaining. Not complaining like the people online who are complaining about Starbucks coffee having sugar in it.
Well, now, who didn't know Starbucks coffee? I mean, if you get a caramel macchiato coconut pumpkin pie supreme, what do you think's making it sweet?
People are publicly shaming Starbucks on Twitter. Shame on you. I'm shocked to find out that your caramel latte can have up to 25 teaspoons of sugar in it. Really?
You know what? Bring
if
your
you
own
didn't
stevia.
Know that, yeah. Then you're blind, stupid, or both. I mean, that would be like going, I'm shocked to find out that Twinkies have sugar in them.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Hey,
it's
who
a,
put
it's
this?
It's a Starbucks caramel latte. If you watch them make those things, it's like, you know, here's the ingredient. It's kind of like the analogy you use about the bad stuff that's in cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the least amount of any particular ingredient that's in a Starbucks coffee is coffee.
Yeah. Hey, who let that coffee in this cup, huh?
Yeah,
who put
exactly.
that in here? I wanted
exactly.
syrup.
People, just get
how dare they?
Stop trying to shame Starbucks for putting sugar in their caramel latte.
You know what? If you want to shame them for something, it's anything related to GMOs, remember?
There you go. See, now there, that's something
that's
legitimate.
Right there. Yeah, exactly.
That's legitimate, yes.
Mm-hmm. And Neil Young knows, right? Upcoming events. No, not Neil Young's. I don't think he's going to be there, but certainly Rachel Parent will be there up in Canada at the Total Health Show. We're going to be Canadian, man. Blame Canada. We're going to Canada. And TMB will be there. The Doc of Detox. Rachel Parent's awesome. And Dr. David Brownstein and more. And that's April, I believe, is it 8th through 10th? Just go to the website. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But before that, the California Jam, tickets are selling. There's parties going on, 70s parties, 80s parties, rock and roll, continuing education for doctors of chiropractic, and TMB and RSV, and more. So that's going to be awesome. And that's March 18th through the 20th, next month, coming up. This Sunday, live broadcast from our friends at Vitality Bistro, if you want to stop by. Somebody's getting older almost. We'll celebrate a little of that this weekend. And, gosh, now, all right, I've postponed it long enough. You know, I wanted to be happy National Kindness Day, and then the story of a 9-year-old Wisconsin boy dying after having a tonsillectomy. Tonsillectomy. Now, in many cases, I would say that tonsillectomies are absolutely elective and unnecessary and butchery and barbarism and barbaric, but I recognize that since medical doctors are not smart enough to figure out that the lymphatic system is part of the immune system and that we need to help the immune system, we need to move the lymphatic system so that that swelling is not so severe and dangerous. Since they don't know that, what else are they left with? Well, let's remove that lymphoid, lymphatic immune tissue. And in the case of this little boy, he survived the tonsillectomy only to be killed by the prescription for, guess what? A painkiller called oxycodone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The child had a tonsillectomy February 9th, outpatient surgical center. I mean, it's a routine surgery, right? Survived the surgeries most often than not, but oxycodone afterwards. Sent him home. Later that evening, his parents didn't know any better. They gave him another dose of oxycodone. And noticed an hour later he was having trouble.
Not to be confused with OxyContin, which I thought this was at first, but oxycodone, again,
yeah.
it's still, that's a heavy-duty painkiller.
Yeah, and I believe oxycodone may contain Tylenol as well.
Okay.
And that, of course, is liver toxic, as you know. and he has trouble breathing.
It is an opioid.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
The horrible drugs that the FDA says are okay, and in the meantime, fights against cannabis. They brought him to Children's Hospital. He was pronounced brain dead days later. And you know, did they test oxycodone on 9-year-olds before approving it? And what dose do they give him? I mean, you know, I remember when I was that age, maybe a little older, that I had a strep throat infection. I had a lot of infections. Remember, I had a lot of antibiotics. I was the antibiotic kid. And I had if you've ever had a really bad strep throat infection, your throat is on fire, literally on fire. It was so painful. And they gave me Tylenol with codeine just for the pain. And I couldn't take it because it made me nauseous. I wanted to throw up. So I just suffered. It was just brutal. And I can sense that pain today. Certain things you don't forget. By the grace of God, I think, you know, I prayed to God a lot about certain things. And one of the things I never wanted was surgery. And I didn't have my tonsils removed somehow. Although I did end up having sinus surgery because I broke my nose like 80 times in one summer. But the excuse was he can't breathe out of his nose. I've told this many times in my lectures. And that he had a deviated septum. Talking about myself in the third person. Is that weird? Little Scotty Bell had a deviated septum, which we all do. It's the way air is supposed to flow through the sinus cavity into the lungs. And they undeviated it. Like God made a mistake. No, I made a mistake by breaking my nose a few times that summer. But it was already bad. And all of the snot that filled the deviated holes filled the undeviated holes. Because I still had all the allergies. Did do nothing to correct anything except give me a prettier nose. You like my nose, Super Non?
Do I like your nose?
After all these years, I should ask you if you like my nose.
I don't know. I guess I'll have to.
Is this a trick question? If I say yes, does this mean something? Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to say. Let me get back to you on that.
I love your nose,
Robert. Oh, has this show gotten weird?
This guy gets his tonsils out. Now, I mean, as you pointed out, listen, I had my tonsils out, okay?
You did, yeah.
You know, that just, that's what you did, you know.
If there is a routine procedure, it is a rite of passage for kids.
But, you know, this oxycodone, I've heard of it before. I don't know if I've ever taken oxycodone, but, you know, I mean, imagine you're trying to recover from getting your tonsils out. And you're going to dealing with the common side effects of oxycodone, which would be stomach pain, nausea, vomiting, constipation, loss of appetite, dry mouth, and mild itching.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if you didn't take the? I mean, isn't there something else they could have maybe given him? Even pharmaceutical?
Sure.
There's
plenty of OTC, and normally they would even send kids home with Motrin or just a Tylenol.
What happened to ice cream? That's what
I
got.
Cool the throat, right? Of course, we would do Arnica and phosphorus for inflammation. There's a number of things we could do. And in fact, you know, when you get into this, the use of CBD would be a huge improvement. Not even a close contest here. But I want to get into one more thing in relation to this. I mean, and this is just so sad that this would happen. But again, this is another iatrogenic death caused by modern medicine. The FDA is at fault here as well as the doctors. And the parents didn't know any better. And as I said yesterday on the show, you give them some slack, but at the same time, you can't anymore. Moms and dads out there, you have to be so vigilant. The doctors don't necessarily know better. The pharmacists do. You can ask them pretty tough questions. But even the mainstream media now is admitting that Big Pharma has led to this rampant opioid abuse. One of the articles linked in the show notes to Natural News talks about this. Remember in the American Super Bowl? All the commercials? In between all of those commercials was a drug we've talked about recently for OIC, opioid-induced constipation. Remember? You take an opioid, it binds you up, you can't go. And this has become such a big problem because so many people are abusing and using and addicted to opioids that we've got more constipation than ever. And this is obviously beyond the realm of fleet enemas at this point, that they've actually come out with an approved drug. Now, I don't know what would happen if you took this drug and you weren't on opioids. Maybe it would work for any constipation, but for whatever reason, they said this is specific for opioid-induced constipation. Which tells you their concern is not getting you off of the opioid, but to make sure that you stay on the opioid because, hey, don't worry about the constipation that opioid causes. We have a drug for that. absolutely stunning. And this is Dr. Akikur Mohammed, an adjunct professor of University of California, Keck School of Medicine. He's the author of the book, The Anatomy of Addiction, and he points this out. A $5 million TV spot for opioid-induced constipation drugs. Tell me that they're focused on the right thing here, right? Now, you just keep taking your opioids. We'll deal with the constipation with this drug, too. And how many times have I said this? You got one drug, you got 10 side effects. Well, we got a drug for each of those side effects, and we want you on it. That's how we make money. Healing? No. We can't talk about that. CBD? No. We can't talk about that. The FDA is trying to pretend that CBD is illegal. I mean, they're sending out warning letters everywhere trying to freak retailers out, manufacturers out, distributors out, because they don't want you using CBD because they know there's a race to make it into a drug, cannabidiol, the non-psychoactive cannabinoid from the hemp plant or the cannabis plant. And yet you can still get it from my friends at Cannavest, cannavest.com. Discount code RSB15, 15% off. I'm telling you, this kid would be alive today if he was doing CBD instead of an opioid. How many people can come off of opioids? We've reported on that. By using that plant, whether it has THC in it or not, but a CBD even alone, has been able to help people get off of these horrible, addicting, FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. Maybe that's why they want to pretend that it's illegal. We can't have you doing something natural to get off the drugs that are unnatural. Why, that would be, well, unnatural, according to the FDA. All right, how about some unnatural cheese filler made of wood? We'll get to that after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with a Doc of Detox daily cleansing tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily cleansing tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The home of health, freedom, healing, liberty, and opioid-induced constipation. No, not that. Actually, the home of TMB to go OTB. That's outside the box for Ty Bollinger. He's coming up next hour. He's on the road. We're going to hear some stories of healing and detoxification. You know, we were talking, and we're going to get to the Parmesan squeeze in a moment, but the opioid-induced constipation. I mean, you would think that this is like something we would come up with for to be funny, right? Let's make up a new drug that would do something that has to do with excretory function, because you know how we teenage boys laugh at anything to do with pooping and peeing and stuff like that, right? And the fact that you can't, it's not funny. I was hospitalized for constipation, not because of opioid addiction when I was a kid, but because they just gutted me with antibiotics. I had little to no digestive function. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. And so now, if you remember the Super Bowl ad, the guy was envious of dogs who could poop. That's how bad it was. I want to play a little excerpt from it just to let you know we were not making this up. This was a real commercial that played for, I think, $5 million for 30 seconds they paid so you would keep taking your opioid drugs.
If you need an opioid to manage your chronic pain, you may be so constipated. It feels like everyone can go, except you.
See the dog going.
Tried many things, still struggling to find relief? You may have opioid-induced constipation, OIC. It's different and may need a different approach. Opioids block pain signals, but can also block activity in the bowel, which is why it can feel like your opioid pain med is slowing your insides to a crawl. Longing for a change? Have the conversation with your doctor about OIC and ask about prescription treatment options.
Can you imagine? You know, you're like you're in a meeting for a commercial and going, you know, how do we make this go? Well, how about if we have
the imagery in this thing is great because he walks by this prune store.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of prune store out there.
Right. Yeah.
And then, you know, he's talking about everything coming to a complete crawl. And the image that they use for this website,
yeah,
for opioid-induced constipation, is a snail.
Right. Perfect. I mean, they yeah, really nailed the imagery. And to have him longingly looking at a dog that is pooping, you know, I wish I could do that.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, this is all the best that money can buy on Madison Avenue to promote the use of a drug because of another drug causing you to not be able to go. Absolutely incredible. That's the value of our society, United States of Drug America. Yeah, but evidently not this kind. The United States of Drug America. And now, of course, Parmesan cheese. Brought to you by Parmesan cheese that isn't really Parmesan cheese at your local Walmart, maybe even your Whole Foods.
I like Parmesan cheese.
I like Parmesan cheese, too. I like to grate it. But the thing is, if you get the powdered kind already in a pourable thing, it's real convenient. But they have a lot of what they call anti-caking agents, primarily cellulose, which is undigested wood. That's the wood
pulp. So you'd be sprinkling sawdust on your spaghetti.
Exactly. Sawdust on your spaghetti. And others are using it for filler because they know it's cheaper and they can kind of crank up the percentages. There was a Walmart's Great Value 100% grated Parmesan cheese. It's 100%, not 100%. It's 7.8% cellulose. How do they call it 100% grated cheese when it's not 100%? I guess that Walmart math is a little different. But even the Whole Foods brand or Kraft brand had 3.8% wood pulp. The Whole Foods brand, they said 0.3, which could be an anomaly. We don't know. But I think your best bet is to get a block of Parmesan cheese and grate it yourself. Is that too much to ask?
It is better that way, I will say.
Or if you have to get it.
It's more expensive.
It is
more expensive, but you're paying for the cheese. You're not paying for
You're getting
sawdust.
The wood. That's right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there are there's organic brands that actually have it shredded, so it's like in little strings where you know it's not wood pulp. Because it's not dust. It actually is cheese. Unless the cheap brand could be made from, like, broomsticks. I don't know. But that's straw.
Listen, there was repeated testing on this Parmesan cheese at Walmart, and they said it did meet federal regulations for standard of identity.
Right.
So apparently, according to somebody who wrote the rules, that it's okay to have a certain amount of sawdust in your Parmesan cheese.
According to the federal government, Parmesan cheese is really sawdust, and that's okay. But that's the same federal government that doesn't want to test for glyphosate, been shamed into it. It's the same federal government that knew that lead was contaminating the water supplies in Flint, Michigan. The EPA that doesn't do its job, thanks to Mike Adams, the health ranger, doing its job for them. And we covered that yesterday, water testing. You've got a city, you want to test it, listen to yesterday's broadcast. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Coming up next, TMB, as we go outside the box, like nowhere else in broadcast media, because the power to heal is yours.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.